It all keeps adding up.
Almost.
I think I'm cracking
up. Happy Wednesday, happy hump day, and welcome to the Colleen and Bradley Show here on My Talk 107.1, streaming live and not knowing when to come in on this beautiful bump, flashback bump on My Talk 107.1. I'm Bradley Trainer. Colleen will be with us shortly. It's Holly and I.
Yeah!
For the first segment or so, but here's the dealio. It's the end of an era, and frankly, we need to get, even though we're one wheel shy of a four-wheeled three-wheeled experience. So basically, we're a bicycle. We need to get the Cobra Gang together.
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
Oh my God, where are the Kardashians going, you guys?
How are we going to be able to keep up with them?
Or should I say, oh my God, you guys, what are we going to do? Where are we going to get our vocal fry?
Where are we going to get Khloe and Courtney and Kim and Kendall and Kylie and sometimes Rob?
Sometimes Rob. Womp, womp. It is with heavy hearts that we were made aware yesterday. By Kim Kardashian herself, that the family has made the decision, as a family, to say goodbye to Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Oh. 14 years, 20 seasons. How did they cram 20 seasons into 14 years? Like, what tomfoolery did they need to get up to make that happen?
Well, sometimes there's enough.
They just had two in 1 year.
Yeah, okay. That's how it works.
Anyway, so they've done all sorts of stuff, and now they're going bye-bye in the car. But wait, are they? I know everybody all day has been like, I've heard one of two things, even on our very own station. People saying like, oh no, they're going away. That's crazy. What are we going to do? And then I've also heard like, thank God, go away, bye. That's, I think, a normal reaction, right?
It's been on since 2007.
2007. It's ubiquitous in the world of reality television. They have transcended their reality TV star status at this point. I mean, they're like borderline babillionaires, several of them, right? Like, they're doing their own things. It seems like it's so obvious that they would dump this, you know, vestige of their, you know, former glory to the side of the road, because presumably it's not making them as much money as that they've been able to make on their own, right?
Right, because you're talking about such ventures as Kylie's makeup line, Kim Kardashian's makeup line,
Kim's Skims line,
Khloe,
Kanye West,
Khloe Kardashian posing by a bunch of bedazzled Febreze bottles,
Rob selling socks,
Poosh.
The lifestyle brand from Courtney. Yeah, everybody's got their side gigs, and their side gigs have kind of taken over, you know, the thing that got them where they are in the first place. So it shouldn't be a surprise. But so those are the responses I've seen. I've seen the people responding like they're happy. That's sort of like the superficial reaction to the story. But like here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, man, we go deep in the shallow. Nothing is what it seems. What do we know about Hollywood, Holly?
Nothing is real. And everyone smokes.
Exactamundo, which means when the Kardashians come out and say, you guys, it's been great. We're really happy to have done all this, but now we're going to stop doing it. Bye. And then to a person, if you look at Khloe and Courtney, they're like, I'll have more thoughts later. I'll have more feels tomorrow. Just want to sit with this moment. Blah, 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 blah. When I see all of that, I think to myself, okay, what's really going on behind the scenes?
Self.
What is Kris Jenner sharpening her knives for behind the scenes? Don't you think that's a logical, deep in the shallow question, Holly?
Of course, because almost every time that the Colleen and Bradley Show talks about Kim Kardashian et al., one must always ask the question, but what is Kris Jenner up to? Because she is the maestro of the Kardashian-Jenner family. She is the one who is pulling the strings. She is the one doing the business deals behind the scenes. So, of course, naturally, you got to ask what Kris Jenner is up to.
Yeah, okay. So now, most people in the reporting of this story, the end of the Kardashians, after 14 years of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, that's time to just say goodbye, just walk away from tens of millions of dollars. here's what we know, and let's walk through sort of like whatever the information that's out there, which is we know that the last contract that they appeared to have signed was in 2017, right? 2017, and reportedly they earned $30 million per episode. So that's what, like 100? Didn't you say it was a $150 million deal back in 2017?
Yeah.
Okay, so they, even though it is obvious to think like, okay, we just don't want to do the show anymore, you have to be hard-pressed to throw away $150 million, right?
Well, and you wouldn't be throwing away, probably.
I'm saying for the next, like, so let's assume this contract is going to be, you know, like they're going to go through the rest of whatever they're contractually obligated to do.
Right.
So they got that big fat paycheck, right?
Right.
But why would you then just walk away from another contract, even if it was, let's say, at the exact same rate that they had up to this point? That's still walking away from a fair amount of money, right?
Well,
right?
Right. Well, the thing, reports from last summer, Bradley, about the Kardashian contract with E! About Keeping Up with the Kardashians, is that Kris Jenner was playing hardball with E! Reports saying that she was asking $300 million for a new contract.
Which would be twice what they got last time.
Which would be twice what they got last time, which is a heck of a lot of money.
Now, okay, that seems a fair. She's a shrewd businesswoman.
Yeah.
We don't want to, that's why I'm saying I don't feel like Kris Jenner just walks away from anything. So mm-hmm. Let's assume she wanted to get $300,000 or $300 million. Is there anything in the world right now that would preclude her from getting that $300 million, do we think?
No.
Well, yeah.
Well, what?
Coronavirus.
Oh.
So don't you think that, like, here, and I don't know, this is just my own sort of early reaction to this story. She's probably not going to get $300 million and maybe would have to fight really hard to get a little bit more than what she actually has right now. Because don't you think in this moment, contract negotiations would be to the advantage of E?
Oh, sure. She wants $300 million from E. Yeah, nice try.
Like, now is not the time, presumably, no. Because all E has to do is go, well, look around, honey. The world is crumbling before us. Do you really think we're going to shell out $300 million at a moment when we're not sure what's happening in 6 months?
Exactly.
So that's potentially a possible reality that she was facing. Now, as to what they're actually doing, what she's actually thinking, I don't know. But it doesn't seem beyond the realm of possibility to imagine that, A, she's just saying we're going away in an attempt to get E to go, no, come on back.
Honey.
Let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's talk. Should we talk?
Just
sit down. Yeah. I know things are hard. We said things were dire. It's okay, but let's talk. So that's a possibility. I mean, the other possibility is maybe they're trying to jump ship. Maybe they're trying to go somewhere else. You know, there was a little piece buried in a story from the Daily Mail about what might be behind the Kardashians walking away from Keeping Up with the Kardashians, that it has to do with, you know, Kanye West or declining ratings or members of the family refusing to, like, participate. Like, Courtney, like, I just don't want to do this anymore. And Rob's like, I'm just too fat to be outside. And these are all sort of the superficial storylines that are out there.
Yes.
I'm not saying they're true. I'm just saying that's often what you'll hear.
Right.
I just don't feel like that any of those storylines satisfies why somebody would walk away from a hundreds of millions of dollars business opportunity unless they saw bigger dollar signs somewhere else.
I feel like, Bradley, the Kardashians and the Jenners wanted to set sail for the high seas of streaming.
Yes, yes! Queen, give me some of that Netflix money.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely, because when Keeping Up with the Kardashians started in 2007, it is a totally different media landscape than when they first started their show at Because naturally you'd want to do a deal with a cable television outlet because that would allow you for a pretty significant audience back in 2007. Facebook was around, but you had to basically have a college email address. Not everyone was allowed on Facebook back in the day. Twitter barely existed.
Yeah, so there was no social media, is your point.
Yeah, my whole point is that. So, cable TV, hot and busted. But Netflix is all over here giving out hundreds of millions of dollars basically to anyone who asks. I look at Meghan Markle and Prince Harry as being that example.
Also, guess what else you don't have to worry about at a streaming service? Ratings!
Hello.
At least if you're a content creator, you don't have to worry about the world judging your ratings constantly because they're not going to be privy to them because streaming services can invest all sorts of money in things that actually don't do very well in terms of traditional ratings metrics. Because they have the babillions to sit on, and they don't have the transparency that a cable network would have, right?
Right, and you wouldn't have to have the scrutiny of falling ratings, because if we've learned anything in the past year, maybe looking at Forbes magazine and their Kylie Jenner articles,
mm-hmm. we see
that Kris Jenner maybe likes to fudge
the numbers.
Yeah, in a way that perhaps behooves their public image.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Because if they're going to give $100 million, allegedly, supposedly, to Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, who have basically no experience producing jack diddly squat.
Yeah.
Imagine what kind of money Kris Jenner can get for any kind of Kardashian deal, a noted entity that has produced hundreds upon hundreds of hours of content.
Exactly. You know what? I just need to give you one of these. Nope. I need to give you one of these. Oh, wait, that's not what I wanted to
give you. Thank you.
I think you're definitely onto something. So the moral of the story with Keeping Up with the Kardashians is more shall be revealed. They're not going to just poof be gone. Promise. And all of those of you, you know, jumping up and down yesterday, like, yeah, they're going away. We finally got rid of these people. Fat chance, Grandpa. It ain't happening. But you know what is happening? Our good friend Elizabeth Reese is going to join us on the other side of this break. With all the latest from Hollywood right here on My Talk 107.1. Bye.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Elizabeth Reese is here, and she's brought all that dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert.
Hey, hi, Elizabeth. Guys. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks for being here. Just showing up.
Well, I'm on the 1 day a week work plan this week.
Whatever.
Which I'm trying to make my future.
I mean,
can you share that with us?
I've always said it's backwards and we should work for 2 days and get 5 days off. Duh.
I totally agree with you. So that's what I'm doing this week. It feels good to be here. Okay, the news breaking about the end of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So Page Six is delving into this a little bit to talk about why they decided to call it quits on their easiest moneymaker. Remember, they signed a $150 million deal with E! In 2017 to extend the show for another 5 seasons, taking them through season 20. You know, they do kind of funny seasons. So it's not like they've done 20 seasons. They will end up doing 20 seasons over like 15 years is how it works out. And then there were all sorts of spinoff shows that happened too. Page Six is saying that they are being told emphatically that Kanye West's mental health played no role in the decision to go off the air, that they were just tired of it and they're just ready to be done. And then they wanted to end on a high note. I don't really know how it's a high note because I think that the numbers have declined.
I would imagine it couldn't have helped, like all the things that have gone down in the last, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know that they would say that, but yeah.
I just would like to believe, or I just choose to believe, that this is not the last we've heard of reality show Kardashian experiences.
They'll probably come out with their own network.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, or they're going to get, you know, one of those big fat, like blank checks from a streaming service to do some content.
Yeah. That wouldn't surprise me at all. So the penultimate season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians will launch on E! On September 17th. So that's just coming up here in 8 days, my friends. And the final season will air in 2021.
You know what would be interesting is
I'm really going to miss them.
Don't worry. We'll be talking about them every day. it'd be interesting to, like, I'm not doing this, but to start the series at season one right now and just watch it all the
and
way
just
through.
Watch it. That would be interesting.
Why do I want to do that?
Well, there's also 12 spinoffs that you would have to watch too.
No, I would opt out of that program.
That's a lot. I don't know what's going to happen to E, though. I mean, E, you know, they're owned by NBC, but E! News is canceled. They had a morning show, Pop of the Morning, which launched in January, canceled. They also canceled Jason Kennedy's interview show, In the Room. It hasn't been great over there.
They also tried to make Khloe Kardashian a host with Mario Lopez what was that show?
I can't remember.
It wasn't X.
She was on X Factor back in the day.
Okay. Yeah.
We learned that hosting isn't for everyone.
Look at that in the recesses of my memory.
Yes.
That was Britney's first gig back, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a thing. That's a whole mood.
There you go. Hilaria Baldwin gave birth to her fifth child with Alec Baldwin.
Congrats to
another baby. To them. Oh, there's so many of them.
So many babies.
There's so many babies. And she's been really open about miscarrying a couple of times, too. I mean, she is one of those people, like, I feel like I've been pregnant nonstop. She's been pregnant nonstop.
Right.
She is 36. They had their fifth child. Alec Baldwin is 62. So they have now the new one, who's just adorable. And then they have a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 7-year-old. And then, of course, Alec Baldwin has his 24-year-old daughter, Ireland Baldwin, with his ex, Kim Basinger.
He doesn't have any time to call her and leave her nasty grams.
No, that was a bummer when he did that.
I am actually exhausted just hearing that entire count.
2, 3, 5, 7, and a newborn?
No, thank you.
Yeah.
No.
That's real deal.
Yeah, it is.
Don't you think there's got to be like additional helpers happening?
Oh, yeah, 100%. They have tons of help. They have to have help. And everybody has to have help. And they have tons of money, so they definitely have help.
I want help.
Yeah, more help.
I want help for you.
My hodgepodge situation right now is really great. Anyway, Amy Schumer revealed that she has Lyme disease, so she's on antibiotics.
Oh.
And she's taking some herbs and all this different stuff.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, this is...
I'm glad she noticed it earlier.
I'm going to ask a question, and then it's going to sound like a judgment, and it's not... I just am curious, like, I'm always curious when somebody says they have Lyme disease, how they got it.
She and said,
I
don't
know. It was a tick, but
she
I just
said, anybody get Lyme this summer? I got it, and I'm on doxycycline, but I've maybe had it for years.
Wow.
Any advice?
That's wild.
I mean, is it just like a test?
Well, the problem is with it, and I'm not a Lyme disease expert, but I have done some stories on Lyme disease.
But I've talked to people.
Yeah, so I'll just play one on the radio, is that sometimes you can get that bullseye rash, and then a lot of times you don't. You don't get that rash. I mean, the bullseye is sort of the telltale, and those nasty little deer ticks are so flippin' small.
Yeah, you can't even.
It can be really tricky to know if you... got one. Wow. And then, you know, years down the line, sometimes it's like lays dormant in people, and then they'll end up having symptoms, and then they can't go, oh, well, this summer I was bitten by a tick, because they can't remember. It's like a whole thing. And the symptoms are so wonkadoo, you know. It's not like you just go, oh, for sure we have this symptom. It can be all over the place. Minnesota, real hotspot for Lyme disease, folks, just so you know. Minnesota,
stay out the woods.
Wisconsin,
kids.
Connecticut.
I know. Wear long pants.
Get a flock of chickens. They're massive tick eaters.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, who knew? Do we have ticks in the city?
To protect your property from ticks. Yeah.
Do they get Lyme disease? I mean, I know that sounded like the dumbest thing, but...
I don't think so.
I
don't
bet some Lyme, dogs do, Lyme though. Chicken would be good.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be great. Mm.
Sorry.
But dogs can get it.
Especially Chicken by George.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I like the guy recently who was demanding that chicken... that boneless chicken wings not be called.
He's our hero.
Yeah. I love him.
I mean, he's 100%.
They're called nuggets, and they're not even good nuggets. They're usually the really bad.
And they're
nuggets.
Not always chicken tenders. Like,
no.
Cutting up a chicken breast does not make a chicken tender.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
All right, I'll be back next week, because I'm only working one day a week.
Awesome. We'll talk
We're
to
fine
you
with
whenever
that.
We hear you again. We'll be so happy.
Thanks, guys.
Elizabeth Reese, thank you so much. Hey, we need somebody to play our 30-second pop culture challenge. 651-641-1071. 30 seconds, 5 pop culture questions. Get them all right, you win a prize on My Talk 1071. Ariana Grande, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. soon to be the Colleen and Ariana Grande show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That is Ariana Grande.
Oh, no, it's okay. Just me, Bradley Trainer.
What? Let's play a game. Let's play the 30-second pop culture challenge.
30-second pop culture challenge.
Who's on the phone today, Colleen?
Who's on the phone today, Holly?
It's Marta.
We've got Marta on the line. And what is Marta playing for?
Marta is playing for one of these.
A MyTalk 107.1 t-shirt. Yes.
Hey, Marta, you ready to play the 30-second pop culture challenge?
Absolutely.
All right, timer will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. The Walking Dead is about what fictional undead creature?
Zombies.
Slimer is a character in what film franchise?
Ghostbusters.
Selena Gomez was a star on what Disney Channel series?
Pass.
Ava Philippe is the daughter of which actress?
Pass.
Who is the star of the Dirty Harry movie franchise?
Clint Eastwood.
Selena Gomez was a star on what Disney series?
Is it iCarly?
Nope.
Zoe 101?
Nope.
I'm so sorry you did not win the 30-second pop culture challenge. However, you can try again tomorrow because we do it every day at 12:30 on the Colleen and Bradley Show. All right, let's go back and get those questions she did not get correct.
Okay, Selena Gomez was a star on what Disney Channel series?
Wizards of Waverly Place.
And Ava, is it? Oh, yeah, Philippe.
Philippe.
Or Philippe.
Philippe. Or Philippe.
Philippe.
Is Philippe. The daughter of Reese.
That was confusing.
Witherspoon.
But that's because Ryan Philippi.
Mm-hmm.
Does he say Philippi?
I go back and forth. I don't know what he says. I say but Felipe and Philippi.
I mean, I'm interested in what you have to say, but mostly I'm curious why we don't know what he says, because that's his name.
Do you think we should ask him? He's pretty active on Instagram.
Let's ask him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just, you know, sometimes I'm like, how Philippi do you feel? Do you feel more Philippi today, or is it like...
You want a Philippe on this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You want a Philippe cup of coffee? I don't know. See, it just kind of depends on the mood.
Maybe we can reach out to him and he'll be on the show.
We'll work on that.
He's got better things to do.
Does
as long
he?
As he does it shirtless,
does he?
I'm fine with it.
Actually, I don't really think
I don't
he
think he does. I don't think he's really up to much.
Hey, Ryan, I believe you.
Are we ready to move forward and into the...
Yes, bitches!
Okay. We're going to move on to solve some mysteries. We do that in the form of blind items that Holly's brought for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Ooh, hot celebrity gossip mysteries. Here we go.
All right, what do you got for us?
Yeah, lay it on me. And Bradley, for that matter.
Apparently, it's not the dad, but the other family members that are making the singer in quotation mark shoot hostage-like videos.
Oh, Jamie Spears and Britney Spears. Mercy dotes.
So apparently, it's not Jamie Spears, Britney Spears' dad, but it's other family members that are making Britney Spears shoot hostage-like videos.
Jamie Lynn, is that you?
Or, I mean, do you think?
Well, I mean, there's only two people in her family that we know have a legal connection to her.
It's her brother and her sister.
Her mother. Or, excuse me, her father and
father
her sister.
Father and her sister. And her brother has some stuff, too.
He does.
Right? Isn't he, like, in charge of the foundation, but, like...
He was a producer on various Britney Spears projects in the past.
But I feel like he had some... That was news, was like her brother had something to do with one part of the trust. Maybe it's like the trust. I don't know. He's like a trust. I don't know. Moving on. Forget it. Pretend it never happened.
He's a guy.
I'm not even here. Who are you? Where are we? What day is it?
I don't know. But I do have another celebrity gossip mystery
okay,
for you.
Good.
The reality family likes to pretend their product lines are sold out and they're rushing to make more. The actual truth is that this major retailer is tired of negative product reviews and returns, and nothing has ever sold out. They don't even sell well and won't be placing another order.
I mean,
the Kardashians?
Yeah.
And the major retailer is Amazon?
No.
I have no idea.
I mean, Oh, it's got to be Sephora or somebody like that.
It could be. It could be Ulta, could be Nordstrom, could be any number of places that the Kardashians like to put in their inventory. That's not the important part. The important part is that the Kardashians and Jenners like to pretend their product lines are sold out and that they're rushing to make more. But the actual truth is that anyone who carries their products is tired of negative product reviews and returns, and nothing has ever sold out, and they don't even sell well.
Yeah, like everything, though. Like the Skims, the
Kylie products. Because again, if you want to buy Kylie and Kim makeup, you can get a cheaper version.
Yeah, it's called ColourPop.
Yeah, and it's exactly the same.
Thank you.
Pro tips.
Yeah, but I feel also, like the only people who buy that product are the people who want to buy that product. True. Right? Like if you're a person who is not obsessed with Kardashians, why would you be buying? It's not like their products stand alone.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. By all accounts, anyway, I don't wear that product.
Yeah, no. Also, is Chloe still making jeans and is Rob still making socks?
Oh, good question.
Because I believe that Elizabeth, I could be speaking out of school, but I believe that Elizabeth Reese said that she has a pair of Good American jeans.
People like those.
And she loves them.
Mm-hmm. They're still for sale. Mm. I don't see Khloe Kardashian's face on any of the website content.
Weird face was
interesting. Would it be?
Put some Kardashians on it,
sit on them.
Yep.
Sit on my face. I mean, on the jeans.
Here's another blind item for you, Colleen and Bradley. This former teen mom is being investigated by Child Protective Services after a sexual abuse complaint.
Farrah.
Ding, ding.
Could very well be. Now, there were a couple other names of teen moms, teen mothers, former teen mothers. One of them was Janelle. Is she a former teen mom?
Yeah, she's kind of a mess.
Yeah, but most people were saying Farrah Abraham.
I just feel like it's so obvious.
You know that kid has seen some stuff that she shouldn't have
We've seen her see some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've seen her get whacked in the head with a schmildo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to laugh, but it just...
Yeah, laugh at a child, Holly. Laugh at the child.
It's so, I get what you're laughing at. It's the like absurdity. You cannot believe that is a sentence.
That is an actual sentence.
Yeah.
That was something that we even have to be discussing right now because
exactly.
Not only did it happen, but Farrah Abraham put it on social media for us to watch.
Because of course she did. Oh. You got one more in there, Holly, or are we fresh out?
Dig something out of there.
Yeah, dig around and find us something, okay?
Pick at it.
Thank you.
Let's see. Da, 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 da. Oh, okay. Well, here's another one we can all solve.
Oh.
The celebrity sibling of the permanent A-list singer is just out there posting money photographs to the world on social media, money she only has because the family lives off of the singer. So,
okay.
Well,
I suppose look at Jamie Lynn Spears' Instagram account.
Oh.
She might be spending and doing things that she wouldn't be able to do because she is supported by Britney Spears.
This is a really good point because that is like her very top post is her in some kind of classic car
rolling into the 4-day week. Yep. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
And also the second picture is of a very large ice cream sundae. And I do not think
that's Britney Spears money right there.
That is a Britney Spears sundae.
Also, children have popsicles.
They're
on a beach.
Yeah, that's spendy. So she is out there just
helping Hurricane Laura victims.
Okay, that actually.
How
is a good
dare
thing.
She?
That is a good thing.
A child in a diaper or something. What is that?
I mean,
it's like toilet paper. What is that?
Where are we looking?
I'm not looking.
All right. When we come back, I'm looking. I'm not looking.
Are you? Is that the kid with the camouflage thing? That.
It's the third picture. It's a little girl.
Yeah, she's just wearing her. You know, cute
little
outfit.
Oh, she's just wearing her onesie.
She's got her pajamas on over her summer. That's just her summer dress.
Okay.
Look. Mm-hmm. When we we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we will continue to dig deep into Jamie Lynn Spears' Instagram. Just kidding. Just kidding. I got big news about Jennifer Lopez to share with you guys. She's changed, you guys. And wait till you hear the big ways she's changed since this pandemic. I can't wait for you. Get the audible eye roll ready. We'll be back after this on My Talk 107.1. Leave me alone. They're coming today.
Get some
today.
Darn headphones already.
They're coming today. This is the
and
Colleen
mute your
and...
mic.
Oh, I'll do that. God. This is the Colleen and Bradley show.
Take the training wheels off already.
My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Really, really entertaining. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer. I've been, for those of you who are wondering why Bradley's smack-talking my headphones, it's because...
I'm not smack-talking your headphones.
Yeah, you are. They've become dislodged, and I can't hear through my right ear.
So, you guys, she keeps, like, banging herself upside the head to try to get them to work, and it looks like she has water in her ear from, like, swimming.
I'm very particular about my headphones, and I've ordered my new pair, and they come today. I could not order them on Friday because of the long weekend. We were out of town, Pirates. They get my stuff. Okay, thank you.
I love you, but nobody wants to know right now. You know what they do want to know? What you have to say about this next story.
I'm gonna tell you. You guys, J-Lo has changed. She has changed so much. Like, all of us really have.
All?
Right? We've all had some major changes in our lives due to the pandemic. Some people have had to start to work from home, which that comes with its own host of...
So grateful we don't have to do that.
Oh, my gosh. That comes with some of its own challenges. A lot of parents have had to become teachers and manage and maintain the distance learning inside the home. I mean, we've all changed a lot. But
what on earth has J-Lo had to change?
And I'm so glad you asked. J-Lo, like all of us, has experienced some changes because of the pandemic. Most notably, she has begun to rewear some of her clothing in public.
What?
Yeah, on Monday, Jennifer Lopez proved she is up. I'm reading now directly from the pages of Vanity Fair. Jennifer Lopez proved she is a pop star of the people, going for a solo ride around Chelsea Piers in Manhattan on a city bike, and once again dressed in the definitive outfit of quarantine. She wore her beloved sold-out neon rainbow-hued polo Ralph Lauren tie-dye hoodie with matching sweatpants, and she paired it with white and pink Nikes and a pink and teal tie-dye face mask. Guess what? This is the same look she wore at the beginning of August while jet-setting.
Wait, around.
She is wearing the same outfit.
So she's wearing the same outfit
more than
once in a month?
In ever. It's big. Also, Bradley, I told you she's changed a lot, and it's noticeable. She has started to wear more athleisure wear versus her high-level glam outfits.
Okay, well, haven't we all?
Right, but she has changed. Jennifer Lopez has changed.
Oh, really? So she's, first of all, I thought when you said she was wearing the same thing, that it was like me who wears the same thing every day.
No, it's, she was out in in public.
Like she washed an outfit, wore it again. Welcome to the way the rest of us live life every day pre-pandemic.
That's the thing, Bradley.
So what is it about Jennifer Lopez that just makes us do this?
Jeez. Because she re-wore an outfit once and lives in a $40 million house in Miami.
And remember, don't be fooled by the rocks that she got. She's just Jenny from the block. But now she has a lot. Mm-hmm. She does not live on my block.
No. I would like to live on that block.
Right? No, that's, I think, part of it. Is this, that part of her image is like, I'm just Jenny from the block. Like, I get you.
It's also, I think, my critique. And people misunderstand our critiques often. We are a misunderstood pop culture show.
We really are.
And entertainment contributor.
Thank you.
Holly?
Are you laughing? Was that a laugh? Or was there something? Were you just clearing something out of the way?
Carry anyway, on. Back to my point. So my critique is not always with the individual. In this case, J-Lo. Like, yes, I expect J-Lo to be kind of out of touch with reality because she is a celebrity.
Right. Like, she's not actually just Jenny from the block.
It's that, like, tongue-in-cheek, like, waste of my time that Vanity Fair has engaged in. That they're like, oh my God, even Jennifer Lopez is like us in the pandemic. She wears the same clothes. Now this bitch ain't wearing the same clothes ever. Mm-mm. And just because she wore one outfit the same, also, how do you know that? Also, so my point is, I'm taking issue with like the fact that somebody at Vanity Fair thought this was worthy of my time.
Emily Kirkpatrick. Legit, the headline is "The Pandemic Has Changed Jennifer Lopez." I'm like, I'll bite, I'll click. Tell me more. Is she like finding? I mean, is she what? Also, is she like spending more time meditating and considering, you know, people less fortunate than
and
she?
And then to have the gall to put a banner up. When I click on your story that says 1 year for $15, I am not paying for this. But also, this is filed, this article, "The Pandemic Has Changed Jennifer Lopez," which is so sad. Pop star is now rewearing sweatsuits and riding around on city bikes. Oh, what is Big Corfit?
I don't actually know.
So above the headline is what appears, I would think that that's like a category or something, Big Core fit. Is that just, does that mean like quarantine fashion?
Must be.
Yes.
Yeah. Quarantine,
you know, quarantine fit.
Oh, are You've we got calling it core?
Mm-hmm.
No, like, we're we can't even be bothered. By a
Emily is.
Oh, core.
You guys.
Man, this core has been rough.
Let's talk about what's happened. Let's talk about how J-Lo has been spending her core. Yeah, no, thank you. And also, big core fit. What's the fit part?
Well, that's your fat.
Oh my God.
That's your outfit.
You know what else?
Outfit. Got, get it?
Thank you.
Got it. Understood.
Oh.
I was thinking like fitness.
No, like it's
like
your
fitness
outfit.
Burger in my mouth.
I would like to just also point out that Emily has also written such Pulitzer Prize winning pieces as
now we're doing Duchess, that great thing that we do where
we're being a bitch. We're being bitchy. I don't care.
The hardworking person who brought us this pile of poo. Okay, go ahead. What?
Who has written such articles as Duchess Camilla wore a face shield to pet COVID sniffing dogs.
She's the first royal to try out this style of PPE.
Oy, oy, oy.
Yeah, you know me.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Okay, I mean, that is about as valuable. Me taking Emily to task is about as valuable as somebody listening to this segment exactly. And saying these boobs get money.
Yeah.
So true. I realize what I'm doing here. I realize my own ignorance.
Yeah.
However, my point was just that, like, it's sometimes it's not Jennifer Lopez's fault. It's the people that enabled Jennifer Lopez.
I agree with you. And I would call Emily a classic enabler.
She's an enabler.
Emily Kirkpatrick, you enabled J-Lo.
You are a celebrity enabler.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, how old were you when you moved out of your parents' house? And almost as importantly, what did you move into? What kind of situation did you move yourself into? 651-641-1071. How old were you when you moved out of your parents' house? And what did you move into? After this on the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1.